Okay, and yeah. What brought you into cooking?
It was 1997, 1998. Indonesian was collapsed, the economics in Southeast Asia. Yeah, and then since then, I was thinking to make another plan in my future. And then I decided, I went to New York, United States. Since there, that I found that another business like hospitality industry. And then I feel like, oh, wow, that's good, interesting. Yeah, since then, I came to this industry.
When you went to New York?
Yeah.
Did you have a plan in mind about
nothing? Not at all. I just want to find a, because I'm worried about this condition, about this country, this condition. So I went to New York, and then I just want to have a look. What's going on out there in somewhere else in like the huge, like the biggest city in the world. So since then, friends of mine, he got the restaurant in Lexington Avenue, Italian restaurant. Yeah, I'm working as a volunteer because I cannot work because my visa is for
tourist
the tourists.
Visa.
Yeah. But since then, I really found something else like, oh wow, this is what I'm looking for since. You know what I mean? Yeah, from there, I love to hospitalize people.
So when did you learn to cook? Did you do a formal training in cooking?
In New York, I was staying down there about almost 1 year and then going back to Jakarta because my mom, the condition is not really good, so I have to going back to Jakarta, look after her. And then I'm opening the Japanese restaurant in the Warung in Tenda Semanggi. I was helping my sister to running those place and it works. From there, lots of my customer, my client, asking to open in the mall. And then I'm asking the place in the Plaza Senayan, which is, it was 1999. Yeah, and then I'm going to plan to open the, like, you know, Sushi Tei. Because I was in Hong Kong in 1994, and then I put in my mind that this is good business to open in Jakarta. Since then, I was applying for the New Zealand residency. And then finally, I got the residency, so I have to stay in New Zealand for 2 years
to get
an indefinite permanent residence.
Okay.
Yeah. From there, I'm trying to stay for quite long, and then I don't know what I'm going to do down there.
Yep.
And then I'm going to Victoria University, I'm going to another polytech, and then I met with someone else. He's the one who's supporting me to get the formal education in those country. He's the Stephen Pope. He's the program leader for the cookery and culinary arts.
In New Zealand?
In New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And then I'm studying down there for 1 year. And then before finish my graduation, I got a final exam, which is the judge came from the Intercontinental Hotels, IHT Group. And then he was very, very happy with me and then give the his name card. And then he said that, Permana, if you need something else, please come to my office.
Okay.
That's like my, you know, my dream makes come true. I have a good thought from him. And then his assistant, Jean-Michel, he is the sous chef for those hotel, for those outlet. I was working for like the fine dining restaurant, Chameleon restaurant, which is, those restaurant is the best restaurant in New Zealand for 3 years in a row.
Okay.
That's my basic foundation about my
cookery.
What
did you do for a year in New York? You volunteered?
Volunteer and then just cruising around and then looking after like the, just found what are they doing in the big city.
I see.
And then I was helping my friends, which is he got the order from Mikimoto Jewelry, and then we helping her to production about the pouch for Mikimoto. And
okay.
Then, which is
so
finally
you did a lot of things.
A lot of things.
So after New York, you went to New Zealand and
yes.
You did your cookery formal education, and then you came back to Jakarta.
Yeah.
And you start. What was your first venture? What did you do first when you came back to Jakarta?
Came back in Jakarta. That's an interesting question. It was 1998 before I came to Jakarta. The main issue because my mom,
yeah.
The condition is very bad. Yes. So I'm looking for a job near to Jakarta, which is I got a job in Singapore.
Okay.
So I was staying down there about almost 8 months, and then finally I quit down there, and then deciding to stay in Jakarta, to look after my mom. After 3 months, my mom passed away.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah. Before do that one, I'm trying to create something like to explode my passion, which is I'm really really like with the yogurt.
Okay.
And then I made the, you know, like the thick yogurt. So I make the yogurt and then I'm selling to my relatives.
I see.
Because they are is my passion as well, because you know, like yogurt is like we create not only the cooking, because we use the bacteria to developing about the lactic acid.
Yep. Even though you tell us Indians about yogurt, we have Indian yogurt three times a day.
True. That's my passion as well, and then that's my experience, good experience, because before I got a problem with my body about heating. I got like sore in my mouth. And then since I try to use the yogurt, everything's perfect. And then it proved when I was in New Zealand, because almost 10 years, I haven't got any sick.
Wow.
It's very, very good to maintain your metabolism.
Right.
Yeah. Since then, I'm creating that one.
Yogurt. So do you also sell it at a...
Sell it. Not in the... Before, you know, have Nichols?
Yes.
Asking me to put his brand to my yogurt.
Mm.
He's quite happy because everybody loves it. Even like grandmother, like adult person, and then teenager, even the toddler.
Like the yogurt.
They eating like, they crave it. But since I'm very busy, I'm joining with the Ibu Ana Bambang, because I have lots of things to helping her business.
Mm.
And then I have no time, so I put my business as a dormant.
I see.
Yeah.
So you are now working with various restaurants in Jakarta.
Yes, in Jakarta.
What is your view of the food trends in Jakarta at the moment? What is the trend?
If you look about this area in Jakarta, central Jakarta, like Sudirman, Plaza Indonesia, Plaza Senayan, and Pacific Place. If you look that one, they got maybe, I just want to put two different concepts. One is dining, and the other one is like a club.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a, you know, Blowfish, Dragonfly, Bibliothek, and then now they got open the Jack Rabbit, Luna Negra. And then another restaurant is like European concept, because as you know, in Jakarta, the restaurant or hospitality industry, especially for the restaurant, just growing maybe 5 years. Before it's like nothing. Now everybody wants to know about the European food. Just like for instance, I've opened the Bistro Baron. Bistro Baron is like a concept like Warung Prancis.
I see.
Yeah. Because what I'm looking for my site as a marketing, people want to try, but they worried, is it expensive? Because the image for the French food or European food is very expensive.
Right.
Now try to open like warung, and the price-wise, is affordable. Yeah. That's a trend in Jakarta. But now, why I moved to local food industry in here?
Yes.
For me, I got a passion, because everybody brings the brands from outside to Jakarta. Now I'm trying to do the opposite way. I'm trying to bring our product to overseas.
Right.
Yeah. Because the trends like now, like people like, okay, everybody in Jakarta now, like in Singapore, they have no time. Because before, going to the office in the morning and then going back to home about 5 or 6. Now,
Nobody can get home by that time.
Yeah. There's a trend in Jakarta. So that's why the people still got another meeting after office hour. They have to get a convenience location.
Would you call it Indonesian fine dining? The concept that you're trying to take overseas. Would you call it Indonesian fine dining?
It's possible, because since I went traveling around the world, I've never seen the real Indonesian in the proper way. Not fine dining. Do you agree or not?
So what is fine dining? When I say fine dining, what does it mean?
Because they got that misleading about the determination about fine dining. People thinking about the fine dining is expensive, not in the proper way. That's why I'm trying to bring, like, I got like friends of mine, Roberto, he's Italian. His wife is Indonesian. He asking to his wife, he got appointment in Kembang Gula. And his wife telling him that, oh, Roberto, don't go down there. That's a very expensive restaurant. But since he came over here and he looked at the price, he just surprised. Oh, man, this is very cheap. So this is like what I'm trying to not educate, sharing to the people. Sharing to the people about the fine dining. I mean, fine dining is not identical with the price, but in the proper way.
Okay. I've heard recently that Indonesian food has an overabundance of spices. And people are very used to eating sambal with everything.
Yes. Yeah.
And what that does is it disguises the main ingredients, the vegetables with which it is cooked, which is the main difference between Indonesian food and French food, where the taste of the actual ingredient comes out.
Yeah.
Whereas in Indonesia, we tend to put peanut sauce or sambal and disguise the taste of the main ingredients.
Yeah.
How are you trying to change that?
Okay. Before you're talking about the distinguish between like European and Indonesian or native food, you have to look about the culture.
I see.
Yeah, because people think, oh, Indonesian people is like, what do you call, like, because now it's the 21st century, Indonesian people still using the hands. Mm. But if you look at European people, they only use the what do you call that one, it's like the silver spoon since like 15th centuries. Mm. And then they tell, oh, Indonesian is like no good. I can tell to those people, you can't say Indonesian and compare European, because you have to look about the culture.
Right.
Because lots of influence food from many countries, as you know, the topography about the location about the Indonesian itself.
Correct.
Like influence from Indian is very, very strong. Chinese, quite strong as well. Since then, they got a mixture between from there. For me, like what I'm standing now in my position, I'm trying to explain to the people in the proper presentation, in the proper cooking method. Mm. I don't want to mix and match, like, you know, like lots of people like fusion food.
Correct.
I don't really like with the fusion food. Because fusion food, if you're not doing it in the proper way, in the right way, it's going to become confused people.
Yeah? Confusion food.
Yeah, because if you want to create like fusion food, you have to be a good chef or a good person, know really well to mix about the mixture and everything. Because otherwise, you're going to be lost.
Right.
Yeah, that's lost. My opinion. Yeah, that's why I always trying to separate with fusion food. I'm trying to do not really orthodox, like Balinese, you will try later on. I'm explore about maybe a week in Bali, lots of spot I'm trying to taste. And then I'm going to bring to Jakarta, and then we create in the kitchen, and then I'm going to adjust a little bit, not fusion, but adjust a little bit to become welcome to the Jakarta's people's palate tasting. Mm. Because otherwise, the basic thing in Balinese food is the distinguish between the Javanese only kencur. I don't know in English. It's very strong.
It's like a ginger family. Yeah.
Small one. In Bali, that's
too much.
But if you look from the culture, Balinese people came from Jakarta, from the Java.
Yes.
Since like, I don't know, maybe 15th century, something like that, or before Islam comes to Java, lots of people they believe it Hindus. But since they come to Java, they hiding to the east of Java and then to Bali.
Right.
That's why if you see about the variety of the food of Bali, slightly similar with Javanese Bali.
Right. Do you do a lot of cooking now in person, or do you just you know, supervise and manage these various restaurants?
Yeah. Actually, my time mostly now as a manager.
Right.
Because the owner, she likes the food, but she doesn't understand about how to do it in the proper way.
Correct.
That's why, like people said, it's like behind of the scene. Mm. If I have to do in the kitchen, I'm jump. I just give the mentoring with them to be direction.
Would I describe you as a chef mentor?
Possible, yeah.
How would you describe yourself?
Because I was doing in the kitchen, it's not really long time, about maybe 10 years, but I was doing very, very comprehensive at those time. So I know the basic or the foundation about cooking. Now I came over here, everybody asking me, then I can tell to them as in the right way.
Do you plan to write any books, cookbooks, or?
There's another my patient as well with Ibu Lili, wants to create Indonesian cookbook as well.
Okay. So when would that be out?
My first tasking in here is like they're already running, but in the not right way. So I have to put back in the right way first. Maybe it takes until end of this year. After that, if we're going to open in maybe in Singapore or in Bali, afterwards we can do together to starting the book.
How do you keep people coming back to your restaurant?
That's a good question. Before I'm telling how, I'm just going to give one tagline in hospitality industry, especially in the restaurant, is one word. That's what we call total experience.
Okay.
That's the basic what I'm thinking as a marketing, as a chef or the production person. Mm. I have to create the people come to this restaurant or my restaurant to make people like impression. Yeah. Even like now, I'm going to make like the event like Balinese or Batawis food, something like that one. And then just to keep the consistent about in hospitality industry has to be clean, has to be in the always like people make it smile, and then about the quality about food as well, and then about the ambience, yeah, price wise total have to be one bundle in the at the end. We have to put the direction which one the market you want to hitting on.
How important is advertising or the media to you?
Honestly, for me, good. But the most important things,
word of mouth.
That's
the most important.
Because advertising in the media, just like, you know, in Majalah Dewi or something like that one, is very expensive. Mm. If I want to put advertisement down there, it's what, 50 million, something like that one, at least. But sometimes, that's my experience.
Correct.
It doesn't mean I don't agree. They're good. But sometimes we have to do that one once for a while. If you just do advertising, because my concept is not like retail, like Kentucky, like a McDonald's. You have to do with that one, because that one is like retail. In here, it's like what we call it as a fine dining. Not fine dining, it's like in the proper way. Something like that one.
What is your favorite food?
Italian food.
Yeah.
Because if you look from Italian people with Indonesian people, the culture is the same. Mother is like not God, but just
close to God.
Yeah, that's the one. And then the ingredients, less fat compared to French food. And then the preparation is very simple. That's the one. Simple are the best. That's the answer. Yeah.
So if you are looking now at the wave, like I asked you the question on trends before. So if now you or your friends had to go out and eat in Jakarta, where would you go?
Depend. Like if you're going to the mall, just go to the, like the, what do you call it, the bistro or cafe. But if you want to go to for a the bring like the company of the group of, you can bring just like to our restaurant, because a lot of people, they are very happy because they never know about, oh, they got restaurant like you came to our restaurant in here, and then you are very impressed, and then yeah, this is who we are.
So thank you very much, and best of luck for your various endeavors and your cookbook, which is going to come out soon. And we look forward to many such Indonesian fine dining restaurants around the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.